Yeah, going really well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, my slowest one so far was my first one. So I'm on average, I'm actually getting faster. So yeah, I'm feeling really strong. My back's a little bit twingy, but it always is. So yeah, I'm really enjoying it. Obviously, I surpassed Ash's 10th marathon today, obviously because I did 11. And yeah, I'm killing about five different birds with the same stone here because I'm trying to raise money for an autism charity for my friend who sadly took his own life about 5 years ago, and he was autistic. So but then there's also Christian Varley's got the record for 19 marathons in 19 days, so I'm wanting to beat that as well. So yeah, I'm pretty competitive.
You certainly are, Albert. We can hear that. And like you say, you're aiming for this, that personal side to it as well. But just remind us, so where are you undertaking these marathons? Where are you going?
So every single one is the same route, just because it's quiet. There's no footpaths involved, so there's no jumping up and down off footpaths. There's hardly any cracks in the surface as well. There's no potholes. There's hardly any traffic. It's fairly isolated from the wind as well. It's not. There's areas where it's worse than others, but generally speaking, it's a really good spot because each length I do, it's 1 mile, so I don't have to keep looking at my Strava. I can just literally just keep going from end to end, and I know, that said, it's about 13 reps one way, and then obviously therefore 13 reps the other way. So, and 13 plus 13 is 26, which is practically your marathon distance.
And are you undertaking this on the island, Albert? Whereabouts are you based on the island?
Yeah, so I live in Kirkmichael, and I run from my house down to the route where I'm running it, where I'm running the marathon each day. So it's yeah, because I mean I could drive to Douglas, but then it would take me about 25 minutes there, 25 minutes back. So that said, I that's about 33% of the run that I could have already banked. I mean, obviously I'm driving there and I've got to then do it and then drive back, but yeah, it just makes sense to do it closer to home.
And you've already mentioned the cause that you are doing this for. What can you tell us about your friend Graham, who you're doing this in memory of?
So Graham used to work for me many years ago. He was a really, really decent guy. He would have done anything for you. Real big heart. He's got three kids that he sadly left behind as well. So yeah, and I just feel that if maybe he was if he had maybe a little bit more help when he was younger because of his autism. This what happened to him may never have happened. So, quite sad circumstances, really. But yeah.
And of course, alongside the marathon challenge, it's not just a physical challenge, but you've got to keep yourself mentally fit as well. So what are you thinking about when you've been out there on the roads?
Yeah, so you're right, especially when it's really windy, and then when it's raining as well. For take the other day, for example, I was in the battering the bat the battering sorry the I had about 3 millimeter of rain drop on me within the space of about 3 hours, so I got absolutely drenched. And yeah, it was more of a mental battle that day as opposed to a physical one. But yeah, I don't know, I've just got a bit of a knack for switching off, so I tend to just keep moving forward, because at the end of the day, every step that I take is another step closer to finishing the run, and then every run that I finish is another day closer to finishing the end of the month.
And looking forward, I mean, you've got 20 more marathons to go. How are you going to do it? What are you thinking the biggest challenge is going to be over the next few weeks?
So the weather, I'd say, I mean, I race, I go for crowns on Strava. Anyone listening to this will probably chuckle at that. And that's pretty much how I started running. Started running in COVID 5 years ago. But yeah, I've always been quite a competitive person anyway. So, and I think running, it's probably the best sport for competitiveness, just because it's pretty much, it's you against you. It's not really, it's like my friend says in football, you take each other down. And then, you know, rugby, you spend weekends doing weird drinking games. Whereas running, I think everyone's sort of on the same page, and they just, everyone looks out for each other and everyone helps each other. And it's just, it's a really good sort of community based sport as well. So, yeah, I just want to, as I said, just want to finish every day and then just get up and do it all over again. But yeah, definitely the wind and the rain, which are the biggest obstacles that are standing in my way to completing this.
Well, hopefully we'll see a fairly settled spell. It might still be quite cold over the next few weeks, but yeah, hopefully nothing as bad as Storm Bram earlier this week. you're aiming for £5,000 on your Just Giving page. You're about £1,600 in so far, so a great effort to say you're about a third of the way in. So you're on target, it seems. What would it mean to hit that target?
So that £5,000 target isn't really my target. My target is to just generate as much money as possible. So yeah, the £5,000, it'd be great to hit it. But yeah, if we can get sort of closer to 10, closer to 15, maybe more, that'd be even better. But at the minute, it's not. I don't think it's really getting the publicity that it deserves.
Absolutely. Well, we'll keep in touch over the coming weeks, Albert, and yeah, wishing you all the very best of luck. Is there anything else you'd like to mention in the meantime?
Yeah, just thank you. Really, yeah, massive respect for doing this interview with me. I do really appreciate it. So, yeah, heart goes out to you and the team at Manx Radio.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.